This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the very special podcast, D Street Talk, powered by Money Control. Well, today we are on the sidelines of Traders Carnival in Jaipur, and I have with me a very special guest, S. Ranganathan, who is Head of Research at LKP Securities. Well, welcome to the podcast, Mr. Ranganathan.
Thank you, Kshitij, and many thanks for giving LKP the opportunity to introduce the new product offering SPIP, or the 7 Picks Investment Plan, with you today.
Right. Well, coming to that, wanted to understand, it's a very unique product which I've also read about and discussed in your brochure. So what is SPIP, or 7 Picks Investment Plan, and how can it help investors in creating long-term wealth creation?
Well, most of our product offerings, if you actually see, emanate from the needs of our customers themselves.
Right.
So we hit upon this idea where many of the customers felt that, you know, the profits that they make out of trading or from long-term investment, mm-hmm. If they can be plowed back into a product, right, which is essentially, a one-year duration product, where mm-hmm. they can use both the facets of investing, that is fundamental analysis as well as technical analysis,
right,
to profit from the same and, you know, try and get a double-digit return.
Right.
They were quite fascinated, and we thought about it, and this is how the entire SPIP concept evolved.
Right. And, moving on to the next question, Mr. Ranganathan, so what is the kind of risk is involved when someone is opting for this plan? You know, just like mutual funds where investors don't have to worry about stock selection, here you are making that choice, but you also take the permission before investing. This makes it more secure, if I'm not wrong, right?
Absolutely, Kshitij. I think, the money lies in the liquid mutual funds,
right,
which would, fetch the customer about 6% returns.
Mm-hmm.
And when the report is mailed across to the customer,
right,
we pull out the money from the liquid mutual fund and invest in the product, which is a cash market, pure long-only product.
Mm-hmm.
Only after the customer gives us the approval to do so, after reading and going through the report itself. So to that extent, I think it's a very secure product. And since we benchmark ourselves with the NSE 200,
right,
and we have a lot of filters, almost a dozen filters,
mm-hmm.
so typically we filter out about 50-odd companies, even from the NSE 200.
Mm-hmm.
So by benchmarking our performance to the NSE 200, we believe that there is a lot of secure, or for that matter, a lot of comfort for the investors in an SPIP.
All right. And moving on to the next question, what are the requirements for someone to opt for this plan?
Well, there are certain procedural requirements which just takes a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
Regarding the forms and filling up the KYC and things like that.
Right.
But the key to note here is that this SPIP account,
mm-hmm.
Of the customer will be a dedicated 7 Picks Investment Plan account.
Okay.
So what it means is that there will be only 14 trades in that particular account,
mm-hmm.
7 trades on the buy side, and when we book the profits, 7 mm-hmm. trades on the sell side.
Right.
So only 14 trades happens in that account, so there is no churning, and mm-hmm. the customer cannot indulge in his own trading,
mm-hmm.
or things like that in this particular account.
Right. In fact, my next question is linked to that only. So what are the exit options which investors have when opting for this plan?
Well, it's a open-ended product. So
right.
just like a systematic investment plan of any mutual fund,
mm-hmm.
which there you have an exit load if you exit within a year.
Right.
In SPIP, we do not even have an exit load. So I think exit is not at all an issue out here.
All right. Well, that sounds great and interesting product. Well, thank you, Mr. Ranganathan, and thank you, listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy. Thank you, Mr. Ranganathan, once again.
Thank you, Kshitij.